Welcome to the Partnernomics Show, where industry thought leaders discuss the hottest topics in partnerships, ecosystems, and innovation. The Partnernomics Show is brought to you by IoLite Solutions, a product incubator specific to Salesforce. Now here's the host of the Partnernomics Show, Mark Brigman.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Partnernomics Show. It's great to be with you today. And man, I'm excited about today's conversation. We are being joined by Alexandru Brillinger from Italy, all the way from the other side of the world for me. So I love the power of technology. I love the opportunity to meet people and have them share their partnering journey with you. And today we are chatting with Alex. So Alex is a partnership manager at Trustpilot in Italy. And so we're going to learn a little bit of what that is all about, what his role is, and some of his insights and recommendations. But Alex, great to see you.
Thank you, Mark, for the invite. So really, really happy to share my my experience, my career, what we are doing here in Europe and at least here in Italy, because lots of stuff to be built, but the energy is there. So let's start from here.
Yeah, absolutely. Love what you guys are doing. And Alex, I saw him come on to the Partnernomics platform. I don't know, many months ago, and started going through the courses. It's been really neat to kind of just see your progression as you've gone through those courses. But Alex, for those folks that might not be familiar with Trustpilot, I've certainly seen the brand all over the place, but for those that might not be real familiar with exactly what Trustpilot is, can you share a little bit about the company?
Yeah, sure. So Trustpilot, a Danish company that is currently listed in the London Stock Exchange, currently on the 1% of the most viewed and visited website in the world. And we work on companies' reputation and brand awareness. So we don't just work on reviews, but everything that builds trust, grows, and improves businesses. So starting from reviews, but also from sentiment analysis and everything that deals with brand reputation and linking up that link within customers and companies.
Yeah, trust has been called the great economic accelerator. It is absolutely, you know, about trust. Whenever I had launched the book Partnernomics and wrote it back in 2016, we had constructed something called the Partnership Success Pyramid, the five imperatives for partnership success. And the foundation of that is what?
Trust.
So yeah, something definitely a topic near and dear to my heart, and I think to every partnering professional. So Alex, tell us a little bit about what's it like to run partnerships or be a partnership manager there in Italy for Trustpilot.
Well, let's start with saying that Italy, and I would say Europe, is quite new on the partnership side. For instance, here in Trustpilot, we are a team of 10 professionals all over the world, and two of us are based in Italy. So I'm seeing that being a partner manager is not something that your mom probably would know what you do in your day-to-day work, but it's certainly something that you can build on, because there's a really green field. And I think that if you start with the right values and you're the right pyramid and so on, you can be able to make successful plans, because of course, partnership is limited. If you partner with someone, you aren't partner of someone else. So from my side, is an advantage, of course, because I can really speed up the mean of partnership or relation and network, and be able to build faster. So it's an advantage from one side. From another side, of course, you have to teach, learn, share experience, and also level up the community here in Italy, in Europe, because there are still very few professionals that do partnership. So I hope that in the near future, this will improve and grow.
Yeah, I'd say even in North America, I mean, obviously partnerships have been going on in business for many, many, many decades. But I think there's still a long way that we need to go to really mature partnerships where it's on level playing with, say, sales or marketing or product development, some of these other disciplines that are out there. Alexandra, I'd like for you to chat a little bit about go to market, right? The go to market strategy. We talk about that a lot within businesses. And then, partnering is that special strategic arm that companies are using more and more as a way to facilitate and augment their full go to market strategy. But I'd like for you to just kind of talk for a couple minutes about, Trustpilot's go to market strategy, but then how partnering fits into that.
So, as a SaaS company, we are nearly 1K employees. Go-to-market strategy is fundamental, and Italy is actually one of the four focus markets for Trustpilot. So, I really fond of this strategy. As a normal SaaS, you have sales, of course, that brings in new customers, and you have to make sure that new customers come in a really fast way, are already hot leads, and you, of course, have really good conversion rates. But on the other side, you have the customer success side, where, of course, the real value stands year after year. So the lifetime value of the customer. And in between, I would say, of this commercial team, you have partnership that deals both with new business, and we are working because it's still work in progress, of course. We don't have like something 100% sure, but and we are also differentiating the approach for each within each market on how to be relevant on the lead generation and leverage the influence of partners at least in the enterprise space. Because we are slowly but surely maturing as a solution. So we are able to organize events, be able to manage workshops, and involve those partners. But on the other side, if the product isn't used, churn rate will increase. So we have also the requirement and to be a tutor for the partner to be able to have more knowledge on the solution and be able to work better. So it's having like a team. I was once used to be a rugby player, so I always see that teams always outperform singular players. So from my instance, is be able to be a leader inside a community of influencers and be able to guide them to be influent and also to obtain their objective because of course partners partner up because they want to have success.
Yeah, actually, I like how you had talked about, in partnerships, it's not just kind of the front end of, in your case, working in sales-focused partnerships. It's not just about the front end of getting access to new customers, but there's also this retention component as well. And that's one of the things that I love about partnering is we get to work cross-functionally, within the organization on different aspects of the business, but then also through the full life cycle of the customer themselves, from the front end to the middle courting side to closing deals, but then also nurturing them and making sure that they're successful, in using your product. So that's really cool that you laid that out. Alex, so what about so 24, we're still in first quarter for a little bit, getting ready to hit the second quarter. What are some of the different, I guess, challenges or objectives that you see for the business of what you guys are trying to accomplish this year?
As I said before, partnership isn't easy because you have really to work and adapt the also the culture of being a partner first company. And even though maybe until now you weren't really one, so you have to adapt procedures and also tools. So currently we are really reviewing every tool we are using, because of course that side enables us to be more proficient on our activities. And other than that, I would say everything that deals with the enablement such as partner portal, such as certification, such as everything that company usually does for their team, their sales team, their marketing team, but often doesn't allow external partners to do that, or at least not at the same pace. So our job as partner manager, I would say, is to truly be an ambassador of what we have inside of the company and be able to sneak it out and make it consumable for our partners and relatable to their goals, to be able to really be an ambassador themselves. So this challenge is fascinating, because it never ends. Each week you have something new, but you have to do it the right way, because we don't convince people to do something that they don't want to do. So also the everything the partner says also to us is really important, to be able to be not just revenue driven but really listen driven. So we have to listen our partners and to evolve the partnership as also they want to be evolved. So it's really fascinating.
Alex, you had mentioned that Trustpilot is partnering first, right? Just taking like this partnering first approach. Has the company always taken that approach, or is it something relatively new? And then what does it mean? What does it actually mean to be partnering first?
We are attempting to be as much as partner first as we can. As said before, we're a small team, but we are growing fast. I would say the biggest challenge and opportunity in being partner first, from our perspective, would be also the integration side, because of course, as much as you invest in the product and you switch from a sales-led growth approach to a product-led growth, I will say, so low-touch model and be able really to be the product, the first that comes out of it, it makes our life easier. So what I'm seeing is that before, Trustpilot was more a sales-led growth company, but now is really investing into the product, and this allows us to involve better the partners that, at the end of the day, are really the ones that can skyrocket our customers' performance. So yeah, that is the opportunity, and also the suggestion that I'm seeing that is working, that I would say I would share to other company that maybe until now just focused on the sales approach, but never really said, wow, the PLG approach could really enable us to work better on partnership.
Yeah, that's exciting to see. That's exciting to see. I love the power of partnership and leveraging the power of partnership to grow these companies. So Alex, as we had mentioned whenever we kicked this program off, it's so cool for me to see on our platform new folks come in, and you know, they're going through courses and learning about partnerships, getting access to all these different tools. And so you know, I saw you going to a Partnering Foundations course, then you joined the pro membership, and then completed the certification, the course and certification for the indirect sales partnerships course, where we teach the 6-phase partnering process. Right, strategy, recruiting, contracting, onboarding, enablement, then operations. I'd like to just hear from you. What did you get out of that course, or how did it better prepare you as a partnering professional?
So, as I said before, and also before this call, before I was an e-commerce consultant. So my background is mainly focused about consultancy. So when I first approached the partnership ecosystem, I really was a fish in an ocean, because there were many things that I knew that I had to know, but very less organization, no structured data, and nobody actually to talk about a community content to work around. And when I met you guys, it was fascinating because I had like a method, an approach to be able to prioritize. Of course, the course gives you tools that you can then use on your daily basis. But if you don't have that foundation, as you said before, it's hard from my side to really work. So it really gave me the vision, I would say, the correct vision about partnership that isn't just being another commercial team, but is more of that, is creating value, is listening to the partner community and leverage that network effect into the market. So this is what I really cared and looked for. So something, an inspiration, mentorship also, I could say, that allowed me to really bring on this challenge, because it's challenging nowadays to be partner manager. You really have to work off to obtain budget, credibility, to show results. But that energy comes from a clear vision about knowing that each day you are waking up working on an impact that goes over and beyond just the commercial side of things.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting the next decade or two, being a partnering professional, just as we continue to advance, the great skills and what we do as a partnering professional. Earlier, we're talking about, sales and marketing and product development, all of these different components and aspects of business. You know, I feel like partnering is underway to develop that proficiency and develop that maturity inside of organizations. But yeah, you definitely need the structure in order to do that. Alex, how about just some general recommendations that you would have? You mentioned you were, started your career and was doing work in e-commerce space and then made the shift over into partnering. What kind of recommendations would you have for other people that are looking to either get into partnering as a profession, or maybe they're just already in a partnering role?
So if you want to jump on this boat, I would say that everything you do you have done really brings you a step ahead when you start into partnership, because of course partnership is about real connections. So my suggestion would be, if you want to start explore this this job, you have to of course start partnering up with other partner professionals and let them inspire your work. And this was my first approach also to this kind of job. So I met a person that already worked into partnership and told me about the beauty and also the challenges about being a partner manager. If you want to scale up and you're already working in partnership, from my perspective, is to really be the driver of your career and really step up, because partnership is sometimes not as mentioned and it should as it should be, but also this gives you the opportunity to show off and prepare great things to be considered. So on that side, to really have that motivation, and that motivation comes from studying. If you don't study, don't read books, you don't have that inspiration. So when I feel that I'm dull, I go into I watch back something about courses that I did, some notes that I took from books that I read, and from there I start again working on building. So partner managers are builders. So yeah, let's build up.
I love that. I think it was Jay McBain that said that partnering professionals are most like like CEOs and even senior executives because they have to work cross-functionally. They have to work with so many different groups and connect all of these puzzle pieces and just work from influence, which is a lot more challenging than, say, working from control, for example. And being able to work from influence really makes you, I think, a great communicator, a way to motivate people. That's really, I think, being a partnering professional, like you were saying, is a great place to learn how to build businesses, just because of all of the skills that it takes to be successful in that role. Alex, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your insights. Thanks for joining us from Italy. And I look forward to continuing to watch your progress on the platform as you continue your career in partnerships.
Thank you very much, Mark. And we will catch up soon.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Partnernomics Show. Don't forget to subscribe to get the newest episodes at thepartnernomicsshow.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Iolite. To learn more about Iolite, visit iolitepro.com. And Partnernomics, the science of partnering. To learn more about the suite of Partnernomics courses, coaching programs, and consulting services, visit partnernomics.com. See you on the next episode.